the Vendome Well. Since 1922, it's been spraying a constant fountain of smelly groundwater from the depths of the Arbuckle Simpson Aquifer into the air in downtown Sulphur, Oklahoma. When it was drilled, the water shot 30 feet into the air. Now it only reaches about half as high. It's a reminder that the aquifer this and many other South Central Oklahoma communities rely on isn't immune to the influence of people or drought. Sulphur City Manager Bill Hawley says less water underground means less pressure.
In reducing the head pressure, it may be dropping the level down below the pickup of where the natural springs and the stream flows come from, which may be hurting the springs and the streams.
That's one of the reasons Sulphur decided to build a pipeline from the nearby Lake of the Arbuckles, to reduce the stress on the aquifer. There's just one problem.
However, to do that takes a lot of money.
About $20 million. And Hawley says there's no way Sulphur's ratepayers can afford it on their own, especially after just completing a new wastewater treatment plant.
The outfall of that on a town of 5,000 people took us to the fifth highest domestic sewer rates in the state. The average bill is about $110 a month.
So Sulphur will likely turn to the Oklahoma Water Resources Board for help through low-interest loans and grants, but also to the Chickasaw Nation, even as those two interests battle each other in a federal lawsuit. Chickasaw Nation water consultant Dwayne Smith.
For cities in this part of the state, in the tribal territory area, their best chance for economic development and their best foot forward is the state and the tribes working together with them.
And this isn't the only place where the hard feelings are being set aside.
This is one way by which the tribes and tribal governments are assisting local communities in providing infrastructure. The city of Durant, as they attract industry, the tribe, the Choctaw Nation, has been involved in assisting the city of Durant in building water infrastructure to help supply that. And there are the examples all over this area that that's happened.
As for what the tribes get out of this symbiotic arrangement, Hawley says the Chickasaw Nation is concerned about conservation, but is also responsible for much of Sulphur's recent economic growth, including the massive multi-million-dollar Artesian Hotel under construction just a few blocks from City Hall.
My goodness, people give their left foot to be able to get that kind of development in their communities. You know, we're talking many, many millions of dollars being invested down there in the Artesian and in the Welcome Center right next door and in the little park right across the way that they're building, and also in their art center that's on this side of the street.
All that growth requires new water systems, so what's good for the town's infrastructure is good for the tribes. For State Impact, I'm Logan Layden.